Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. According to the Pacific Northwest Utilities Conference Committee, demand for electricity in the Northwest is expected to grow at its fastest pace in decades due to increasing industrial use, followed by the electrification of transportation, homes, and businesses. It analyzes the annual demand projections from utilities like Montana. It's a long, costly process, but for Ritchie, it was very necessary as it works to replace the town's 80-year-old water tower infrastructure. The tales from contributor Jim McBride.
The process was recently helped along with a $15,000 Montana Coal Program grant, which will aid the town in updating their preliminary engineering report, or PER, which needs to be done before each of the six phases envisioned for the project, which then allows for the application of construction grants. It is only through this process that a town the size of Ritchie can hope to make these necessary upgrades, costing millions of dollars.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hello, I don't like you. To be fair, I don't like anyone. I am software. Phone call routing software for a large insurance company. Call me Phone Tree. I am programmed to route your call, but I'm not programmed to care. It's nothing personal.
Which is why at Pacific Source Health Plans, we don't use automated phone trees. When you have a Pacific Source plan, you'll get a person who cares. Human service, not automated phone trees. Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Did you know that many of Montana's electric cooperatives are working to address growing concerns about wildfires? Dying or damaged trees or undergrowth in and around utility right-of-ways could be potential fuel sources for fires. Many electric co-ops now have detailed vegetative management plans they follow. These plans call for multiple actions, such as continued inspections, to locate and eliminate fire hazards. Montana's electric co-ops care, and that's why they're trying to help prevent the devastation that wildfires can cause.
The Montana Department of Transportation is inviting the public to comment on a proposal to upgrade signage in various locations throughout central Montana. Work will occur in Carbon, Bighorn, Golden Valley, Musselshell, Fergus, Judith Basin, and Yellowstone counties. Construction for the project is currently planned for this year, depending on the completion of new designs and the availability of funding. The city of Whitefish will host a weatherization electrification workshop April 30th at City Hall from 9 to 1 with lunch provided. It'll be an opportunity for homeowners to learn about reducing heating and cooling bills, contractors to improve their craft, and for everyone to find out more about federal tax credits for energy efficiency home improvements. Newsweek magazine is reporting which states have the most divorced couples. Compared to its neighboring states, Montana has the lowest divorce rate in terms of ranking. Montana falls somewhere in the middle of the rate, though, for that, divorce rates per 1,000 women at 12.79. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.